As Rabbi Wolpe mentioned, Passover is just around the corner. I don't see a lot of grins when we say that. Which means for a TEED, for our young professional group, it's time to select a theme for our second night Passover Seder. So last year, we decided to explore different cultural norms that different people participate in during the Seder. So I had the great fortune of participating, and I know so many of you do this at your Seders, of hitting each other with green onions during Dayenu. And that was an incredible moment for me. I never experienced that before. Our family, our cultural norm is choosing silly songs off of the internet, and that's our minhag. That's our custom. This year we chose a different theme. We chose wine, dine, and recline. And the idea is that we plan on discussing and learning about the background of reclining during our Passover Seder. We all know that one of the four questions asks exactly that. Why on this night do we recline, when on other nights we're allowed to recline or allowed to sit? And what we're told is that Greco-Roman nobility used to lean on the left hand so that the right hand was free in order to dip and taste different delicacies that were offered at the table. But more and more I've been thinking about this custom of reclining, because the notion is, on that night, we're supposed to act like nobility. But if you go throughout the Haggadah, if you read the story that we tell that night, nowhere does it say, act like a king immediately. Rather, we know the famous line, behold or vador. In each generation, each one of us is meant to feel as if we are slaves that left Egypt. That we were slaves and we left. But where does it say that being a slave and immediately leaving makes you a king? Pedagogically, I think the point of the Seder is not to feel immediately like nobility, but rather to explore that transition. The transition from leaving Egypt and understanding what it means to break free of the yoke of bondage, and understanding the next step, not necessarily immediately wearing the crown, but taking the journey. I read that Iraqi Jews during their Seder often tell the following story in order to explain that transition from slavery to freedom. And the story is as follows. In one particular country, the way a king was chosen was that a bird was let free. It was called the bird of good fortune. And the bird would land on someone's head, and that person would be chosen as king. And so the bird was released and flew all over the kingdom, and of course, landed on a slave. And this slave was a musician, a simple musician whose costume was a belt, a feathered cap. And when this slave had the bird land on his head, his first step was not to immediately run and announce that he was king, but he went to the palace and constructed a shack. And right next to the shack, he made sure that he knew where his costume was. He made sure that his belt and his hat were right in place. He made sure that there was a mirror there. And often he would spend his days during the kingdom in that shack, putting on his costume and looking at himself in the mirror. One day, one of his ministers discovered him and said, "You're a king. What are you doing? Why are you dressing up like a slave? Why are you pretending to be a musician again?" And the slave said, who was really the king at that point, "One must never forget where they came from. In order to be a true king, in order to be someone of nobility, you have to understand your past. And you have to take steps on your journey to rise and experience royalty." It's fascinating. There's a rabbi, 19th century Poland, Rabbi Epstein, who said, the idea of reclining is outdated. In fact, many rabbis say, forget reclining altogether. It's a custom we don't need to engage in. But Rabbi Epstein says, no, bring your pillow. Bring your pillow to your Passover Seder, because the idea is not to feel like nobility. The idea is to look at that pillow and ask the question, why is this night different from all other nights? The purpose of the Seder, when we pour wine for each other, when we sing our silly songs, when we ask each other questions, is to be able to open up our mouths, transition from keeping our mouths closed to the ability of opening our mouths and saying out loud, why? Why do we do this? Why am I able to open my mouth tonight? How have I experienced slavery? And how am I free tonight? So in a few weeks, we will wine, we will dine, and we will recline. But most of all, we will experience the transition from slavery to freedom, which is opening up our mouths and asking why. Shabbat Shalom.